102.7 KORD. There's the call from Matt Cannon. It's Big Bear hanging out with you here. It is your Friday afternoon, and just by the magic, just by snapping my fingers, I can play the song, and right there on my phone, I've got Matt Cannon on the phone. Hey, Matt, how are you, man?
Man, I'm doing great. I made that call to you, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate that. You know, and sometimes you just never know when that call comes, but that's some divine intervention right there.
You're exactly right, man. That song has been ever so good to us, and we've been writing that song out for almost 2 years now.
I know. That was great for you. Hey, Matt, you're out of Conyers, Georgia. Tell us a little bit about how you got your start in country music.
Well, a long story short, I was actually playing drums my whole life. I saw a band by the name of Survivor in 1984 at Six Flags. I'm starting to tell my age now. But I was so inspired by those guys. I got a set of drums within a week, started playing around, and just played drums up through my teen years, and started singing in chorus in high school, and people were like, wow, you got a different kind of cool voice, you know? So I kind of bought into that, and just knew in my heart of hearts that even when I was selling motorcycles there around Conyers, Georgia, and McDonough, that I was living somebody else's dream. So I had to chase mine, and I packed it up with my dog, my guitar, and a few clothes, and headed to Nashville and never looked back and caught a few breaks almost instantaneously. So, you know, it felt like as soon as I got to Nashville, that's where I should have been all along, but hey, it's better late than never.
Yeah, you got hooked up with Travis Tritt's former manager, Gary Falcon, who kind of you know, introduced you to a few other people, and then you ended up doing some work with Randy Travis.
That's right. You know, Gary Falcon was, I call him Good Samaritans. I've had quite a few of those in my life, not only in the music business, but outside. And I happened to meet Gary one day, and I had one CD left in my pocket. And I was going to another meeting, and I recognized him from CMT, behind the scenes footage. And we got to talk, and I gave him a CD. A few days later, him and I caught up. He plugged me in with Kyle Lennon, who is Randy Travis's producer. And Kyle Lennon heard the music. He goes, you know, I make most of my important decisions in life with about, you know, 30 seconds of thought. So about 31 seconds into it, he said, that's it, we're doing a record. So we started working on a record, and Randy Travis was up to do another album. We said, hey, we're going to write a song for Randy Travis, and Kyle kind of chuckled, and he goes, yeah, you and everybody else in town. So I said, no kidding, man. 2 weeks from now, I'll have you a song. So about, you know, a week and a half later, he kept asking me about that song. So about 2 weeks and a day later, I showed up and gave him the song when I promised it to him, and Randy was cutting the next day, and he emailed it to Randy, and they cut it. Randy called me on the telephone, and it was just it was kind of that gratifying moment that we as artists and songwriters, you know, look for in our lives. And then, you know, wasn't long after that we had the call to start getting some traction and played the Opry. So it's been quite a run for us.
Now, that's great, man. Now you guys are kind of doing some small intimate shows. Where are you at right now? You're somewhere near the social hub of the universe, aren't you?
Man, I am actually staring into Canada right now. I'm up here in Eureka, Montana, and we've been up here. We started out in Portland, and we came out here to Eureka to do a concert tonight at the Rendezvous Days.
Yep.
And we've kind of just been covering this ground. We got the band up here. We're doing a full band show, and these people have just been ever so great to us and kind. We've made some lifelong friends, and our next stop, you know, we're going unplugged. My guitar player and I, we're going to do our acoustic duo show right there in Tri-City. So we're looking forward to meeting the people there and being able to create an opportunity for us to roll through every 6 months or so.
Yeah, absolutely. The little place you're playing is called Dax's, and it's going to be a nice little small atmosphere. I mean, tickets are like $12, and it's you can get your tickets at brownpapertickets.com. And a nice little unplugged show for a small little crowd, 21 and over, and it's going to be a blast. We're looking forward to having you. You're going to meet some really cool people, and you're going to make some friends here. You will, Matt. I guarantee that.
Well, that's what it's all about, just getting out there with the people. And you know, we got a brand new single out called You Had to Pick on Me, and it's a song I wrote about 16 months ago.
Wow.
And I tell you what, this song is just ignited, just as the call did. It's another song that makes you really realize what's going on in the world today. So I'm kind of known for writing those songs. If I hadn't been through it or been close to it, I can't really sing about it. So this You Had to Pick on Me has got us going to school systems, talking with these students and these kids, and we're going out there and we're trying to tackle the bullying issue that's going on. It's spreading like an epidemic all throughout our country. So we're trying to make a difference with that as well.
Yep. You know, kids, they, you know, I mean, it starts in elementary. I mean, I was there too. You know, I think we all were picked on at one time or another. But
you're exactly right. I get picked on daily now, being in the music business.
Okay, so being in the music business and being on the road, you, I mean, you got a nice, tight-knit little group of guys you go traveling around with. Do you guys have, like, nicknames for each other and all that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We should have got a cameraman out here with us a long time ago, because I tell you what, we'd have probably one of the best reality shows that would just send the ratings through the roof. You never know what's going to happen out here we're on the road. It's just, well, just for instance, today my guys turned over a golf cart playing golf. How about that?
Hey, there we go. That's been known to happen every once in a while. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, not their fault, but yeah, they rolled one down the hill and the drummer's got a couple sprained ankles, but he's man enough tonight. He's going to go ahead and give these people the show that they came for. So it's quite a journey out there.
Nice. Well, Matt, hey, thanks for spending a couple of moments here with us on the show this afternoon. We're looking forward to seeing you Tuesday. Dax is here in Tri-Cities. Hopefully you'll get a chance to touch base with Chuck and Greg in the morning show. And we look forward to seeing everybody out there. 21 and over. Tickets are $12. Get them at brownbagtickets.com. And if you are caller number 12 at 547-KORD, 1-800-292-KORD. Matt, I'm going to hook up some folks with some tickets. How about that?
Hey, you bet, man. We're just as excited as you guys are, and we are just looking forward to it. And we will see you here in about 48 hours.
All right, sounds great. You guys.
Well, hang on. It'll be about, that'd be 72 hours. We'll see you at 72.
Yeah, 72, but then, you know, you're somewhere near the Continental Divide, so, you know, there's a time difference.
That's right.
All right. Hey, Matt, hang on just a second. I'll be right back with you, all right?
All right, Bear.
All right, hang on, man.